out of y'all. Come on now. It's time to come in out of the garden. Let's get to work in, out, about, around your house, home, castle, or cabin at Rosie on the House. We've been talking going green this morning with Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and how to keep your yard green with a proper irrigation system. Well, now we're going to stay on the topic of green, but we're going to change the genre without changing the color of the topic. We're going to be talking about going green in your home, all right? What do you have to do to make your home more sustainable? And to do that, I've invited friend and Rosie Certified Architect Remodeling Contractor from Prescott, Mr. Tom Riley of Renovations. Tom, welcome aboard, my friend. Thanks for making the drive down.
It's always wonderful to be here with the both of you.
Yeah, we love having you, man. We really do. And Romy's here, my son and co-host, as well as Jennifer, my wife. And she's going to take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. Many of you can get turned off when we bring up the topic of going green or sustainability because you think, oh, man, instantly we're going to talk about things that are expensive and things that generally apply to new home construction, technologies and processes and materials and equipment that we install in new homes. But you know what? We're here today specifically to put a twist on that and talk about, no, what can you do at your own home? Many of them are affordable. Many of them just are a matter of changing lifestyles or habits.
And it's definitely started that way, that it, most of it applied to new homes, and it was very expensive. It was new technologies. It was some experimental phases. Some of those products that were on the market then that started aren't around now.
Well, we are playing with a lot of different technologies, a lot of different equipment, and it is invariably kind of a guessing game of which one is going to stay mainstream, which one of them is going to work, and which one really is going to give you the advertised results. Because, boy, there's a lot of information out there that just is flat out wrong. So with all that said, with the stage set, Tom, bring you down here, and I want to talk about this movement called re-greening, because certainly if we can impact the existing housing inventory, we're going to make a much bigger impact on global sustainability than we are just on the new homes they're building.
Absolutely, Rosie. And when we talk about sustainability in homes, we're not just talking about energy efficiency. We're talking about a lot of different things that are associated with the home, the water usage in the home, what you do with your waste, how you deal with your waste, and how you live in your home as well. ReGreen is a program that was developed but in conjunction with the American Society of Interior Designers and also the U.S. Green Building Council, the USGBC. Those are the same people that set up the LEED program, and you've probably heard of that with a platinum, gold, silver, different LEED identifications that you can get on new buildings.
I have heard of it. I always get confused what the acronym stands for. Leadership, energy, efficient.
Leadership and energy efficient design.
Okay. All right. There it is. LEED. And they grade buildings.
Correct.
And you have to accomplish a certain grade to reach the different benchmark levels that they have.
That's correct. There are a series of guidelines as if you do this, then you get that. That many points in the different things that you can do in a building. Anywhere is from insulation, air quality, features, daylighting, all those different things are all involved with the whole LEED program, as they are with the ReGreen program. It also sets up a series of guidelines and specific steps that you can take in an existing home in order to be able to get the points to be able to get a certain level and achieve a certain level of sustainability and energy efficiency in an existing home. Now, the ReGreen program is really an excellent thing. It's the first real attempt to get out there and try to put a process to the idea of taking care of re-greening existing homes, making them more energy efficient, healthier, that sort of thing. So that's what re-green is all about.
We at Rosie Remodeling, we don't do an estimate on a home without asking the folks, please, let's get a whole house energy audit done first. And while we're in here, maybe remodeling that master bath or punching out that kitchen expansion or the exercise room on the master suite, why don't we take a look at, while we're here, let's find out if we have to address the ductwork or the air distribution or the outside envelope filtration level and stuff like that. So we're actually encouraging people, look, these home energy audits aren't expensive, and the information you get from them are so valuable, we can incorporate it into the strategy of getting this remodel done.
And I think that's an excellent idea, to actually go through and do a home energy audit. You can have them done. APS was doing them for a while up in our area for like $99. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they take a look at the energy efficiency, basically, in your home. They look at
the
air leaks.
The whole thing.
Right. They look at all the different things. Air leaks, everything that can go, ductwork, everything that's used. And it's a good thing to do. It's a very smart thing to do. And a lot of folks, you know, don't want to be bothered with it. They say, oh, it's going to cost me more money. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. And, you know, putting in something that is a more sustainable product to accomplish a remodel that you're doing or doing something else while you're there in the remodel, well, of course it's going to cost you a little bit more money. But typically you will make up that money over the lifestyle, over the life of the home. So, you know, one of the questions that I know is commonly asked is, does green cost me more? And the answer is no. But it depends. And it depends on whether or not does it cost you more initially? Probably. Is it going to cost you more after 5 years? No. Is it going to cost you more after 10 years? You've probably making money.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. So there's that kind of a view, the sort of the long-term view that a lot of people really need to take, and we need to take. Like I said, sustainability in homes is it addresses not just the energy efficiency. Energy efficiency can be things like, you know, is your ductwork insulated? Is it not leaking? Do your windows not leak? What's the insulation quality in your house? You know, things like that.
Sure.
It also takes advantage of taking a look at not only the air leaking, but the quality of air that's in your house. How do you use water in your house? Do you have low flow toilets, low flow fixtures in there? Everybody goes, well, you know, they don't work so well. Well, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, but there are different things in there, in particular water closets. There's a two flush system where there's a low flow flush and then there's a higher flow flush. So there's a lot of things out there that maybe they're not perfect, but they sure do save a lot. When you think about how much simple things, and if you turn off the water while you're brushing your teeth, you know, and then just turn it on when you need to do that, I think they say that you save, on an average, a person will save probably about a quart and a half of water, you know, every time they do that. So if you brush your teeth twice a day, you know, you're looking at dang near almost a gallon of water per person per day. And how many people are there in the Phoenix metropolitan area?
Phoenix Metro's, you know, touching on 3 million statewide at six. Okay. Those are round numbers, right, roundabout.
You know, a million here, a million there. Before you know it, you're talking about real water.
Yeah, let's assume everybody brushes their teeth twice a day.
Even half that.
Nah, I'm deep.
Gross.
Even half that.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people, I'm asked all the time, I have a presentation that's the 10 mistakes Arizona homeowners most often make. And one of the top three is they start chasing this energy bill that they pay every month by following whatever is in the major advertising media at the time. In other words, windows that come out and say they're going to cut your bill by 50%, or an insulation process that's going to cut your bill by 50%. And how many times, I'm sure it happens to you up there, I can't tell you the number of times I get phone calls from homeowners down the valley, say, Rosie, I've spent $30,000 or $40,000 and I haven't seen my energy bill go down a dime.
You didn't get the right person to help you.
Well, you didn't. And you're following these marketing and advertising dollars rather than starting with a true strategic plan. And there's no better way to do that than start with a whole house energy audit. They come with a thermal imaging. They take a look at your house. They do a blower duct test, a blower door duct test to check the infiltration of the outside perimeter. And then they do a duct test to see how much leakage your ducts are. And I tell you what, I've never been in a house that didn't have duct leakage.
Oh, I had a there's a company in Prescott that seals ducts from the inside. And using that company, they came out to my place because I said that I wasn't going to talk about them until I knew what they were doing. Well, they took in my house, they took I was leaking something in the vicinity of about 235 cubic feet per minute, you know, that was going out of my ducts when the duct was blowing through. And when they got done sealing the ducts, that was reduced down to about 30. So there was a lot of air that they sealed the ducts. They sealed them well, and it didn't smell or anything like that. So, but you need to get – if you do the whole house energy audit and you have a firm that's helping you out, my suggestion is, just like you talk about choosing a contractor, interview a couple of firms. Find out who you're going to feel comfortable working with, who is the most knowledgeable, and then go forward with that particular person and helping to solve some of the problems.
If I had one gripe I like to take to the utility companies is some of their home inspection companies and the advice they're giving. It's absolutely atrocious. So you do have to be very, very
careful.
And
it's not like the utility company has trained these. You know,
no, but they've certified them and put them on their approved list. And I think there needs to be a little auditing here of what some of these people are recommending, because it's shameful.
Well, and there are certifications that are out there that are, you know, good certifications. I mean, for instance, you know, the LEED AP, there's a LEED Homes, there's different things. That the LEED program that we go through is a course of study that basically describes all the different things that the LEED person needs to look for in the structure, knowing how to gain all the points and all that kind of stuff. But moreover, it's the different things that are included with that. You know, by way of example, in major buildings, major commercial buildings, there might be a particular thing like the, you know, the glass, the different types of glass that would you use. Well, you need to know all the different types of glass that you're using. And you need to know how that affects the energy consumption before you can actually apply it or not apply it. So anybody that has done the LEED program and has LEED AP after their name, that is somebody who has gone through a course of study and does have a pretty good – and passed a test, you know, in order to be able to pontificate, so to speak, about the green programs.
If they've got that kind of certification, they're not faking it anymore.
That's true there.
Separate the wheat from the chaff. Hey, a lot of people have gotten home energy audits, and maybe you're confused. I know some people who have gotten two or three home energy audits, and they give conflicting recommendations. If you're one of the homeowners that have recently obtained an energy audit, and you're confused and you want clarity, grab the review. Get on the phone and give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're talking about today, primarily at your home, grabbing the low-hanging fruit and fixing the things that will get you the highest return on investment the quickest by addressing the global issue of sustainability. All when we get back here with Tom Riley of Renovations from Prescott, Arizona.